Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Can't wait. I'm working on getting in fighting shape so I can get in the ring. No, I'm just kidding. Guns N' Hoses is coming up, as it always does, the night before Thanksgiving. And downtown, it's a fantastic time. Probably the safest night you can come to downtown St. Louis at Guns N' Hoses, because all of the police are there and all the firefighters are there and everybody's packing heat. And you don't have to worry about it, right? I'm just kidding. It is a good time, though. If you've never been, go this year. Wednesday, November 26th. Tickets are available now at stlgunsandhoses.com. And I can't wait to see you there. We are, of course, the official radio sponsor of Guns N' Hoses. We're thrilled about that, and we love the fact that we get to announce the winner of the Queen of Hearts raffle every Friday in the 8 o'clock hour. And here's how you get the tickets. It's $5 for a card, or if you buy five, you get one free. And every week they pull a card. If you get the Queen of Hearts, it's like a 50-50. You get half the jackpot, and they get to keep half the jackpot. And there's already been one winner this year. The jackpot's now up to $5,600, so you would take the half of that home. Now, that didn't happen this morning. The card was the Nine of Diamonds in slot number two. The Nine of Diamonds in slot number two. The winner got $25, so best of luck. On that, I happen to know the guy that won, but I'm not going to announce it on the radio. But he won $25, and I'm sure he's very happy about that, and he'll probably text me very shortly here. Congratulations. You can win easily. You can win, too. Just go to stlgunsandhoses.com, and you can buy your tickets right there. It's really, really easy. stlgunsandhoses.com. You can buy tickets to the event, and you can get your Queen of Hearts raffle tickets there as well. And of course, they're always supporting the families of police officers and firefighters and volunteer firefighters who have lost their lives in the line of duty. And they step in and they take care of their families, right? Their kids, they're going to college. They take care of the mortgage. If there's a mortgage left on their house, that's what they do at STL Guns N' Hoses, and so proud that we can be a part of it this year. I don't know what my role is going to be yet. I am going to be there on the floor somewhere, possibly with a microphone, but I'm looking forward to hearing those details from Steve Hawley. Maybe be down there with my friend Julie Tristan, and Tom Ackerman usually plays a role in that, and it's fantastic. So hope you can do it. I will not bother to recount my own boxing story again, because everybody's probably heard it by now, but I got my nose broken in college in a boxing match. That's when I realized people with large noses like me should not box, or they need to get the cartilage taken out first before they box. Wow. You know when they say that everybody needs to be punched in the face at least once so they know how it feels? That's probably true, but that hurt. Can I just tell you that hurt? That hurt a lot. In fact, as I think back on it, I was telling my dad, "I'm going to kill him, Dad. I'm going to get in the ring and I'm going to kill him." I'd never boxed before in my life.
Famous last words.
I had never boxed before in my life, except a few sparring rounds in practice for this interfraternity competition, and I ended up in the final round, having never boxed an official round, because everybody, they didn't have somebody in the heavyweight class, so they just gave up that round. They just didn't enter anybody. So I won by default the first two rounds and ended up in the championship bout against a 6'2" scholarship wrestler for the University of Kentucky.
Nope.
Had a probably 4 or 5 inch reach on me. I mean, this guy was massive. And I lasted into round two, but that was the end of Mark's boxing career.
Did you last by running around the ring?
Well,
just getting out of the way.
You know, you're young, you're brash. I wasn't small, but apparently I found out from somebody afterwards that he was going to take it easy on me, but that apparently I hurt him. I hit him in the ribs and I hurt him, and that made him mad. And that's when he unleashed that roundhouse on me and laid my nose over on the side. So anyway, I will not be boxing, but there's going to be lots of great stuff going on at this event coming up. All right, so at the top of the hour, I played a little bit of this for you, and that is the Robert De Niro piece, right? And I had to get this cleaned up this morning because he has, you know, he's a big man, although he's not, and he thinks he's tough, so he drops F-bombs during his little rants online. Robert De Niro wants all of the crazies in America to go to the No Kings protest on the 18th. And he wants you to show up in force because it's time to start another revolution, apparently, is what De Niro's calling for here. I'll let you listen to it.
The original No Kings protest was 250 years ago. Americans decided they didn't want to live under the rule of King George III. They declared their independence and fought a bloody war for democracy. We've had 2.5 centuries of democracy since then, often challenging, sometimes messy, always essential. And we fought in 2 world wars to preserve it. Now we have a would-be king who wants to take it away, King Donald I. F*** that.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. You just inspire so much confidence in me. I'm trying to think of the last king who cleaned up our cities and got rid of crime. I don't know, brought in a bunch of money with tariffs, sealed the border, solved Middle East peace, had the stock market at all-time highs. I mean, as a king, he's doing pretty good things for the country, I guess you'd have to say. But if you'd rather go protest, feel free. The First Amendment gives you that right. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.